Mind Canyon is an entirely improvised podcast. Music and sound effects are added afterwards. Topics are devised by Charlie Kemp and Steve Dawson. This week's cast are...
Bryony Redman.
Susan Harrison.
Catherine Bennett-Fox.
Hello?
Hi, is that Barbara? So this is me calling Barbara. She called me earlier today saying that she had some important information, so I ran straight to the studio to get it on tape. Barbara, thanks for calling back. So you used to work for Monopoly?
That's right. I worked in the HR department of Monopoly for the past 15 years. And my husband was also a member of the Monopoly board, the board of governors attached to the Monopoly franchise.
Yeah.
And my children grew up within the Monopoly family, so you could say it's a big part of my life. And that's why
you sound disturbed.
Yeah, I guess that's why it's been hard for me since the incident.
Steve, just sorry, I'm waiting for a phone call from 3.
So I'm using the line though.
Right, okay. It's just I need to sort out my new tariff.
Yeah, so this is for the next podcast.
Sorry, no idea.
What tariff are you on?
Well, it's £35 a month, unlimited calls, unlimited texts.
But only, what? Yeah. It's really good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I've been a customer for a long time. Okay. Sorry, I'll let you get on with it.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. No, it's Steve Dawson again. Hi. So you were saying about the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't get through to Charlie.
I thought you arranged to call him.
Yeah, he's going to lose that tariff.
Such a shame. It was better than his £35 deal.
Oh, just ring the next person on the list.
But he sends so many picture messages. He's going to walk
he's
this tarot.
Yeah, I know.
Mind Canyon.
Mind Canyon. Mind the Canyon.
We're sorry the Canyon.
Please mind the Canyon.
Sure, I said mind the Canyon.
I'm Charlie Kemp.
And I'm
Steve... I did that wrong. I'm Steve Dawson.
Yeah, I'm Charlie Kemp.
That's the way around.
Yeah,
sorry.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Welcome to Mind Canyon.
Yeah.
Now, today we've got this incredible story.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's a really good one, actually, because we get to do an investigation.
Yeah, like Serial. Like a proper...
Because those do well.
They do.
They
really
well.
Sell well.
Yeah.
Much more than
now,
normal documentary.
It may seem like it comes from a very kind of plain place because, you know, board games, we all played them.
Yeah,
We all have our favourites.
We do, yeah, absolutely. I used to play a board game called Get Out of the Shed.
I think my dad used to have that.
Really?
Yeah.
You'd
all go in the shed.
You'd all go in the shed and then someone would say, get out of the shed.
Yeah, in a really angry voice.
Yeah. And you'd have to get out of the shed. And
The
last person out got birched.
Birched?
Yeah, hit with a birch stick.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Did you have any favourite games?
Oh, yeah, no, I used to play a game with my brother, Kerplink.
Kerplink?
It's exactly like Kerplunk, but it infringes a lot of copyrights.
I used to love Hungry Hungry Dogs. You just let your dogs get hungry, then release them.
I used to play a game called the Actuary Game, where you'd have to go into an office and perform the task of an actuary for about 8 hours for some kind of financial remuneration at the end of it.
I used to play Push Kevin Down the Stairs. For that, you need dice and a friend called Kevin.
I used to play Think About It. Somebody says a thing and then you just think about it.
I used to play like Name That Tune, where you'd listen to the radio. That's about it.
Oh, my parents are therapists, so we'd play a spin on Pictionary, draw your feelings, then we just talk about the pictures that we've drawn for a very long time.
Fantastic games there. We all remember from our childhood. I mean, everyone would have played those games. But the board game that we've actually got in mind for today, or where our story comes from, is the board game Monopoly.
Yeah, I mean, we all know Monopoly. It's an absolute classic.
I've actually got a I've got one.
Yeah,
here.
Great.
Get it out.
You've got a lot of things in the bag.
Yeah. I keep pretty much everything. Well, I'm between houses at the moment. So.
Right. Yeah. I was wondering why the pans were there.
Yeah. No, I took everything in the kitchen and the bathroom, and I took the combi boiler system from the house.
Yeah. Leaving the house without heating.
Well, I don't know. I figured everything in the house was mine.
Right, I don't think you're supposed to take the boiler.
So the last tenant has moved out, but as you can see, there is a room here with some walls. The walls are still here.
It is chilly.
Yeah, the boiler, there's a space for a boiler.
Okay.
Yeah, and it looks like it's been ripped at a little, but it's still very reasonable for London.
What do you think, Lucy?
I don't know. I mean, maybe if there was a ceiling,
Baby's so young.
We were thinking of replacing the ceiling once we find Charlie Kemp.
Oh.
In that case, I mean, no, it is Zone 5.
I mean, now I'm looking at it. I'm not sure I played Monopoly before.
You must have done.
No, I mean, now I'm seeing it. I can't...
It's your copy.
I don't know why I've got it. I mean, I did go through a period where I kind of hoarded a great deal.
It's very straightforward. You put there's the dog, there's the hat, and there's a small house and a hotel. Which one do you want to be?
I will be the hotel.
Right.
Then.
Okay. So we'll put the hotel there.
Okay.
Okay. Great. And then I'll be the community chest.
Okay. That sounds good. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Are we trying to get to jail? Is that the idea?
Yeah, I think the idea is to get to jail.
Okay.
Just wanted to say you're gonna have to speed it up a bit.
Sorry, Carol. Sorry.
I know you want to do things in real time. But
yeah.
We've only got a half hour slot, so.
Okay, so right. Speed up the game.
Speed up the game.
Okay, cool. Okay. So I've rolled a 5. Let me move that forward.
Okay, you're on that
5
thing.
Now.
I'll throw a 3.
Yeah.
I'm on that one.
Okay. Yeah. Then I'll throw a 2, and that's okay. Now do I take one of the? Well, my dog takes your hat.
Oh damn. Okay, so I'll go back to the beginning. Do I?
Yeah, if you want.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
Monopoly!
Monopoly!
That's how we play Monopoly.
We played Monopoly every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday and Tuesday.
Happy
as a family.
Days.
Sorry, Charlie, I'm trying to use the phone at the moment.
Sorry, it's just on speakerphone. I thought she was doing the... Monday, Tuesday, happy days.
No, you've just tuned into a small bit of the conversation. Cool. It was actually quite
sensitive. I do need 3. I'm waiting for... Anyway, you carry on.
Okay, fine.
I believe it was on a Thursday night, and I had just popped out of the room to check on the casserole. It was a lamb casserole. It's the first time I've done it. So as you can imagine, I was feeling pretty tense and excited and nervous. All these emotions were going around my head. When I came back, there was a dead body lying on the Monopoly board.
How was it lying on the Monopoly board? Like just a hand? Because a body's quite big and a board's quite
small. Like it was
small.
Splaying off it.
Just so like
That's
a foot
weird
on?
That's a question to ask.
But like a foot... Like,
what
I'm
about
sorry,
the
I'm...
fact that it was a dead body? Okay, I'll put you in the picture. It was the left-hand side of the torso was on the board.
Okay.
Maybe the tip of the shoulder was on...
Bond Street?
Bond Street. And there was a small... The small hat was in the hand of the dead person. And the dead person was my husband.
Wow, chilling.
This is good.
For me, this is great.
This is good
I mean,
news.
This is
going to be a great podcast.
This is our ticket out of here.
Top.
I mean, we're going to get to new and noteworthy.
Gimlet, right?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I still can't get hold of him. So, I had a free phone to give him.
Oh, that's our 6-month winner prize.
Yeah. But still just no answer. It's constantly engaged.
Do you know what? Try again in 5 and... Okay. Why don't you add in a cash bonus?
Yeah, like 500,000?
Yeah, I think that sounds right.
I think to really get to the bottom of this, you've got to understand the development of the game Monopoly.
Yeah, absolutely.
you know, it was created in the 20s.
That's right.
And I managed to find a tape from the archives of a very early brainstorming meeting about how the game would work, you know, how what all the characters and how they were developed.
Hello, guys. Sorry, just come back from the Flapper Cup.
Lovely to see you again. Lovely it is. And welcome, Margaret.
Thank you. Lovely to see you. Lovely Sunday. And I love all of the sequins.
Oh, I know. It's not too much, is it, with the peacock feather?
It's never too much. And the pearls swinging low as well they should.
Sorry I'm late. I ran out of pipe tobacco.
It happens to us all.
Now, where have we got to in this meeting?
Oh, really, we're just complimenting my outfit at the moment.
Oh. Right, well, let's carry on with that for a little bit, shall we?
Absolutely.
I'll just fast forward through the tape a bit because I should have probably queued it up properly.
Yeah,
to the right.
Yeah, no, probably better to get to the relevant bit.
Try it here.
And the tassels, they were made with it. They
individually, just... yeah.
Oh, wow.
Individually?
Yeah.
That's because you're fortune. Well,
just rolling a little bit more. Try there.
And a bob suits, if I may say so.
Why, thank you. I do like to emphasise my chin.
Yes, well, it's very, very emphatic.
I'm going to be honest, I didn't listen to the tape before I got it.
Right. I mean, they must discuss at some point. Maybe put it into the last 2 minutes of the actual thing.
And so that's how we invented Monopoly.
Yes, well, I think we can all agree it's going to be a fantastic game.
Absolutely.
Chin chin.
Chin chin.
Emphatically.
Does that put any lie on the subject?
I think we went too far forward, actually, if I'm honest
Shall
with you.
Shall
we
just go back a little bit?
Tiny bit, but I think I'm pretty sure this time we're off.
So you just draw the line down the back of the leg?
Yes.
And that creates the illusion of tights.
So it looks like I'm wearing tights, but I'm not wearing tights.
It's actually a lot easier if I just check on Wikipedia how it happened. So it was actually invented by a family. It's part of Rotherhithe Industries.
Oh, yeah.
I believe, invented the game.
It was created by the Monopoly company.
By the Monopoly company.
Or the Monopoly family, sorry.
Yeah, the Monopoly family.
Well, I think the important question isn't who they were, but in many ways who they weren't. See, the Monopoly family started out as one family, and then it slowly took over every other family. So... it is not a family that wasn't part of the Monopoly family in the 1920s.
They, if you will, monopolised.
Oh, yes, well, that's a pun, isn't it, on the...
It's more of a fact.
Right, just a happy coincidence that it ended up being a pun.
Please don't call my esteemed colleague, don't say that they're punning. This is serious history.
I don't mean to offend... anyone here. I find it rather hard to believe that the Monopoly family became, I mean, every family in the UK. Do you have evidence for this or proof?
Yes, my colleagues brought along your family tree. We can trace you back 3 generations.
Okay, well, I look forward to seeing this because I think I'm pretty confident that I'm not a member of the Monopoly family.
So here you are.
Yeah, that's me.
There's you. I've drawn you a little doodle of you.
Yeah, well, you've done... Me a little quiff as
yeah,
well.
I thought you had a sort of vintagey vibe about you,
Thank
if I may
you very
say
much.
That. Going back up the page as a family tree does, we can see your parents.
Yeah, that's it.
There they are.
Jan and Peter.
I did some Googling, it didn't take much. It's all out there.
Really?
Absolutely. So as you can see, I've got your parents' birth certificates there, just sort of photocopied and then resized so they fit on this small piece of A4.
It's just you got an awful lot of records of me.
Yes, Denise actually has your bank details as well.
That's right, yeah. I had a great chat with your ex-girlfriend and it was great. We actually really clicked. We went to see a film together. We went to see Stan and Ollie. It was we had a lovely time. You got to the bottom of your ins and outs, as it were.
Just that we were planning on going to that before we split up.
Yeah, she said.
Yeah. Did you go back to her house?
Yeah, no, we had a lovely cup of green tea.
She loves green tea, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know, I feel like maybe, from your point of view, maybe you didn't have enough arguments with her, enough to clear the air. Sometimes couples can be a bit too placid, and maybe that's where it
where it lay with you.
Yeah, that's definitely what your doctor said.
What?
They think that's what the problem with your relationship is. That you aren't as honest as you could be. They're worried about that and the effect it has on your vitamin C levels.
Right, well, I will be honest now. Thank you.
So, Charm, just looking here at your Wikipedia entry, it's very long.
It's really long. I don't actually know who
Is that your
that.
National insurance number?
Yeah, that is my national insurance number. That's my last five tax returns up there as well. I should probably call someone about this because it's a bit concerning. But you know what? I don't want to ruin our chance at doing finally doing a podcast that people will listen to.
Yes. That, so this is prime archive territory.
Yeah.
I went to the London Archives.
Great.
You know, the big building.
The big is an L and an A, isn't it? It's a giant L and A.
Yeah, the London Archives.
Just before we go there, very quickly, I think you've landed on my hotel, so you need to give me your luggage.
Okay, here you go.
Thank you.
Now I can't go on holiday. Hi, sorry, I was wondering if you could help me.
Oh, hi, yeah. What are you looking for?
I'm doing a podcast and basically I'm trying to do some research.
Sorry, what?
So, it's a podcast, it's like a radio show. A radio show is like you know how we're talking now?
Oh, yeah.
It's like that,
okay,
but recorded.
Why would you do that? Are you recording me?
Yes, that's what this big box of machinery is for.
Okay. So that's why you've got that?
Yeah, that's why I've been carrying that around in the trolley, yes.
Oh, okay. I reported you as suspicious.
Could you, are you able to unreport me as suspicious?
Is this the gentleman you...
Hi, sorry, no, I'm just doing a podcast.
If you'd just like to open your bag.
It's not really, it's a... I mean, I have to unscrew it, there's lots
of... Yeah,
you
have to unscrew it, yeah.
Right, okay.
You shouldn't really have screws in here, you shouldn't really have screwdrivers in the National Archive.
Right, I'm not allowed to use a screwdriver to unscrew it?
I'm afraid not, no, I'll have to confiscate the screwdriver and confiscate the contents once you've unscrewed it.
Okay, can I use this pen desk to unscrew it?
No, mate.
Okay, I'll do it with my teeth then.
Okay.
Ah! Oh, my teeth! Oh, that hurts! Oh!
You see, that's why I thought he was suspicious.
Ah-ha!
Fair enough.
Ah! Get off, you bastard! Ah! There you go, it's just nothing but electronics in there. Ah. I'm going to need to go to a dentist.
Okay, this is our big chance, and we're not really nailing it right now.
Well, more research than you've done, so...
Right, okay, but we've spoken to a number of people. So far, we're no closer to finding out why Barbara's husband was murdered and left on a Monopoly board.
Hi. Is this the Monopoly podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a bit of a problem. Apparently, you interviewed my girlfriend about her childhood game, Hungry Dogs, but you're not making a podcast about Hungry Dogs. You've gone with Monopoly? Well, she's pretty upset about it.
Right, so, I mean, the whole thing, we don't just make podcasts on what the Vox Pops end up being.
Okay, maybe you need to lead with that, mate.
Right,
you made her feel really bad about her childhood.
Sorry, it's just, she signed the form, sorry she's upset, but Hungry Dogs doesn't have the legs, you know, that Monopoly has as a murder.
Well, maybe
great
you can tell that to her face.
Could you just put the baseball bat down, because I am getting nervous.
You
moment.
Should be nervous, mate.
Don't break that! Stop! No.
No.
Right, that's expensive.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Is it as expensive as my friend's heart? Is it? Is it?
I don't really know how you can put
don't know how much
money,
you... Well, let me just check. Hold on a second. Get a heart. Well, it's free on the NHS. I mean, a literal
what
heart.
Is?
A heart.
A heart. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. Technically, yeah. Yes. Steve's Dell computer is
okay,
more expensive.
I won't smash it then. Thank you for proving that.
Thanks, honey. I was just so upset. Why aren't they doing it about Hungry Hungry Dogs?
It's the best childhood experience I've ever heard about.
Yeah, it's so much fun just working out which dog wins by which one eats the most people.
That's really fun. And it's really a learning scenario as well, learning what dogs eat what.
Yeah. Thanks. I mean, it's just really good that you... that you look after me that way. I'm so glad what you did to that guy who made the Monopoly as well. Thanks for doing that.
Welcome. Maybe we could use the equipment to make our own podcast about it.
Yeah.
So I thought the best thing to do was to get Barbara into the studio and recreate the murder scene on the table.
Okay, here. So shall I call Barbara and see if she'll come over?
Yeah, get Barbara and see if she'll come over to the podcast studio.
Hello.
Hi, is that Barbara?
Is this Steve?
It's Steve from podcast? I'm sorry, I should mention Steve from the Mind Canyon podcast.
Okay, well, I've got to say, I thought it was weird that you didn't get back in touch after I'd given you that huge, huge piece of information. And
I
it was
didn't
like
mean
you went
to...
off radar for a long time.
Yeah, I didn't mean to hang up as soon as you gave me the information. I just got very excited. I thought this was going to be the podcast.
Well, that's what I thought as well. Yeah, so...
We sort of need some... I've realised we need more information, and what I should have done rather than hanging up straight after you speaking to you is I should have asked you some more questions. Could you come into our studio in London? It's above quite a crappy pub.
Okay, well, can you pay for my flight?
No.
Okay, well, fuck you. I mean, I've just given you this incredible scoop of a lifetime, and you expect me... You hung up on me when I tell you that I found my husband dead on a Monopoly board? What kind of jackass does that?
So you want me to pretend to be a person called Barbara for
Please.
Your podcast?
Yeah, that's okay.
I'm really screwed
yeah,
up.
You're American?
I can't do an American.
What can you do?
Yeah,
French?
Yeah.
That works for me.
I mean, if you think about it, the French helped the Americans.
Yeah, they gave him the Statue of Liberty.
That's right, which was known as the Statue de Liberté.
Which is the same.
Yeah.
Just in French.
Yeah, so would that be okay?
Yeah
great.
So my husband died or something.
Yeah, we believe he was murdered
on a
Monopoly board. So if you could just tell us how that happened or just a bit more information.
The little top hat was on my husband. It was on his head, like he was wearing the hat, but it was too small.
Wow, this
that
is
sounds
really
like a clue.
Clear. Yeah, this definitely sounds like a clue to me.
Yeah.
And
write that down.
Yeah. Was there any Monopoly money?
It was missing. Some of it.
So just hold on 2 seconds, please. He's got on the community chest here.
Okay.
So I will look at that. Okay, you have been to an art gallery, and you bought a painting. You owe me £300.
Oh God!
So,
what do you want? Do you want a bank transfer?
Yeah, if you just back it.
I just want to check. So, if I had been actually Barbara, you would have let someone who's grieving and describing a death, you just leave her there for a bit while you played Monopoly.
Well, it's just that our producer really made it clear that we had to get the game finished by the end of the podcast.
I just feel like my character would probably at least cry or wail in the background.
Right. Oh, so okay. If we're talking about your character, then we've sort of got some notes as well.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Because the French is great.
We love it. It's really good.
She was
I actually, I hope you don't mind, but I actually just contacted a dialect coach to help with the accent.
I was sugarcoating it, actually. I was just being polite. It was going to be a shit sandwich. It was going to be the accent is great, and I was going to go, then the accent is not very good, and I was going, but I love the accent.
Yeah, so, Mary Claire, do you have any notes?
It was I really enjoyed...
Well, no, don't sugarcoat it, be honest.
Okay, Charlie, I really enjoyed the accent. I thought it was really solid. I don't know if you need me, actually. I could just take the check and go. It was very good work. Thank you.
If you want to hang around later, we're going out for pizza. We haven't hung out with some friends for a while.
Oh, that's so nice. This is awkward too. I saw Charlie's Wikipedia entry. to be honest, I think I've seen all I need to know.
No, that makes sense. Do you accept Monopoly money?
Oh, right, you're being serious. No, I won't. But looks like you're winning at something, eh, Charlie?
Steve.
Hi, yeah.
Yeah, thanks for picking up the pace of the game.
Thanks, Carol.
Yeah. No, I appreciate it. There's someone outside who says she's Barbara's daughter.
Oh, You should send her in.
Yeah, sure.
Do you want to... Yeah.
Yeah,
hey, come in. Hello, my daughter. So good to see you.
Yeah, this is your mum here.
Are you my daughter with the name?
What the hell is going on here? Like,
it's a podcast. It's called Mind Canyon. It's sort of like a radio show where people, you know, it's like talking, conversational.
Can you stop mansplaining in my face, please?
Mansplaining is probably take a few steps. Over talking.
You should take a few steps back because you are very close.
Okay.
Oh my God, so I'm over in London, I'm studying at UCL, and my mom calls and says that she's had this crazy conversation all about the completely horrific incidents that have happened in our family. She's opened up to someone for the first time about it, and then he's just like basically up and left her.
Okay, well, actually, that's really interesting. So we'll talk to your mother about it. So you're not happy with the way that we've been
dealing? No, I am not at all happy. I told my daughter, as you can tell, I'm so annoyed.
Yeah.
Like, why did they ring me and make me talk about a death and then, then hang up on me and then I turned up?
Who are you pretending to be my mom?
No, she always does this. I thought it was a teenage phase, but she's still doing it.
Yeah. You should really show a bit more respect to your mother in these situations because she raised you. She, you know, she changed your nappy. She saw your first step.
And
what was her first word?
Her first word was pity.
Oh.
It's so weird. That was my first word. Mm-hmm.
So, I think you could be a little bit nicer to your mama. Or mama.
Are you Italian or?
No. I am American, like you.
I think we've learned something that there may have been more than one murder involved in the Monopoly family.
Which is double the ratings.
Double the ratings. So
yes.
I think this could probably be stretched out to a series if we think about
it. I went back to the London Archive to see if I could actually find some information. And this time I wore a wire so that they didn't spot their head.
Didn't see that you were recording.
Yeah.
Very clever.
Okay.
Very clever.
Oh, hi.
Hello,
you're
hi.
Back.
Hi. Hi, yes, I'm back. I'm just trying to get some information. Is this on? Is this working? Yeah, I'm trying to get some information for the podcast Mind Canyon and...
Sorry, I've already called them because I think you look suspicious.
Oh, no, hi there, hi again.
Hello, mate.
Hi, I'm here, I don't have any recording equipment, I just want to get into the archives.
Yeah, but you've got a weird expression in your eye.
Oh.
Just in your right eye.
It's pollen. It's a pollen allergy that's been a... I'm wearing a wire.
All right, take it off.
It's just...
I take the whole lot off.
Okay, but I sewed it into the lining of my... Okay, am I just able to use this needle to unstitch it?
No. You have to use your teeth.
Right, okay.
Okay, well, we didn't get anything from the archive thing. I think it's really key that we go back to the three people we spoke to earlier. What was their job again?
What, the developers?
That's right.
Yes.
The developers. I've actually found another tape of the meeting, so it'd be really good to have a little listen to that. Cause I think maybe this is the tape that finally nails what happened. Just press play on the old reel-to-reel. Before I do, I think you've got to go to jail. You win.
I win?
I think so.
You go to jail and you win.
Yeah, I think so. So, well done.
Thank you.
Oh, hello, chaps. I think I just invented the Charleston.
No, no way.
Show us with your feet. Oh, sure, look. And then this. Oh, and then that.
Oh, my gosh.
And then this. No. Yes, it's like gravity doesn't matter.
That's incredible.
Stunning. And may I also just say, I love the fact that you're wearing flats. Oh.
Yes, very, very progressive.
Progressive and docile.
Did you hear that? Gravity doesn't matter. I think it's a clue.
So he fell.
Maybe
he fell onto the board game.
He fell onto the board game.
Yeah.
And then I feel like there's something else.
I feel like we're missing some things.
Like
And so like I guess I did always have bad relationship with my mom, which is why it's really nice to speak to you right now.
I'm glad you can be honest with me. Like, I've always felt like I've never really got in touch with my child.
Yeah.
Mainly because I don't have a child.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
So this has really helped me communicate.
Yeah, and, like, there's so many things that I wanted to say to my mom, like, you neglected me emotionally, you treated my dad like crap, stuff like that, you know, you abused him in many ways, emotionally, verbally, physically, and, like, it's so good to be able to say that to you.
It's so many things I've wanted to say to a child, like, this is how you tie up a shoelace, and don't run, you might hurt yourself, especially if you're holding scissors.
Ladies, I'll take your plates for you. Would you like to see your dessert menu?
Yes, please.
Sure, there you go.
Thank you so much. Okay. My God, I just love Pizza Express.
They're very nice here.
I realised, actually, because we're going to have to wrap this up soon, yeah. One person we haven't really spoken to in the whole thing was that waiter that we just heard in the Pizza Express.
Yes, the one with the white moustache and the top hat.
That's right, yeah. With the white moustache and the top hat. I don't know, there's something about it tells me that person may well have some of the answers to the questions.
Hello there, here's the menu, please take a look.
That's great.
Are the Romanas more expensive than the classic places?
They are, but I think you'll find they're worth it. You get so much more for your money, and if you're here for a lovely night, I think that's what we'll give you.
What do you know about the murder?
The cows.
No, don't play dumb.
Come on, you know what we're talking about.
You know what this is.
The murder of the essence.
How do you sleep at night? That's what I'm
talking. Yeah, you coming round, killing people, putting them on Monopoly boards.
That's very specific, sir. If you mean by killing the people trying to take our customers away, you'd be right. We are very happy here at Pizza Express. Can I interest you in the house wine, or we've got some mulled
wines? Yes, you can, but also, you admit it.
Admit it, you killed you destroyed the Monopoly family.
And what is the house wine, but admit it?
The house wine bill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it?
I mean, what is the house wine? Is it Chablis or a...
Yes, it's a Chablis, sir. Oh,
that sounds lovely.
Yeah, we'll have that.
We'll have that, yeah.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah. Have you got dough balls?
Certainly, sir. Would you like the snowballs or the dough balls?
The dough balls.
Extra garlic butter with that, sir?
I'd love that. That sounds great.
A side of
dressing.
But
you better tell us that you did the murder.
Will it help your evening?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then absolutely, I did it all. I'll be back immediately with your Chablis.
I told you.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, you told me.
You know what? I'm gonna give up on him. I said I'm going to the next name on the list. Go to the next name.
What's the next name?
Barbara Monopoly. Hello. This is E3. Just ringing about a phone. You're going to get a free phone if you'd like to upgrade your package. $15.99 a month for unlimited texts.
I'm quite emotional right now, but that sounds like an offer that's too good to refuse.
Yeah, there's also £500,000.
Oh my gosh, just when I thought everything was going wrong, I can use that for my bail. Thank you so much.
Oh, that's right. What's the bail for?
You don't need to know. Let's just say I'm going to keep it under my hat.
Hey, it's Steve.
And Charlie.
And we just wanted to just thank you for getting to the end of this podcast. You've done really well.
Yeah, your prize is in the post.
Yes, and if you also want to give us a prize, then you should subscribe and
review us.
Review us on iTunes or Stitcher or, I don't know, like whatever platform you're using.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, if you did like it, just tell your friends, tell everyone about it. And if you didn't, just...
Keep it to yourself.
Yeah, keep it to yourself.
Or recommend something else. Stop blabbing your mouth off about how bad podcasts are.
Exactly. It's free content. What do you want? Unbelievable. Oh, and
thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Mind the canyon. We're sorry, the canyon. Please mind the canyon. So I said, never mind the canyons.